It's Monday, June 5th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. On Saturday night, three Muslim terrorists, wearing fake suicide vests, killed 7 people and critically injured 48 others by driving a van at 50 miles per hour, mowing down 20 pedestrians on London Bridge, and then going on a stabbing spree through Borough Market, cutting people's throats as they shouted, quote, "This is for Allah," unquote, reports The Sun. Staff at a packed British pub locked the doors and barricaded revelers inside as the armed gang tried to smash their way in shortly after 10:08 p.m. All three of the depraved attackers were shot and killed within 8 minutes of the first call to emergency services after brave cops rushed to protect the public. ISIS has claimed responsibility. Prime Minister Theresa May said, quote, "It is time to say enough is enough. When it comes to taking on extremism and terrorism, things need to change," unquote. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said in no uncertain terms Saturday that North Korea presented a, quote, "clear and present danger," unquote, and was, quote, "an urgent military threat," unquote, while also criticizing China for ratcheting up the tension over contested islands in the South China Sea, reports Fox News. Speaking at an international security conference in Singapore, Mattis said the Trump administration was encouraged by China's renewed commitment to working with the United States and others to rid North Korea of its nuclear weapons. He also said he thought Beijing ultimately would see Kim Jong-un's regime as a liability rather than an asset. The U.S. has about 28,500 troops permanently based in South Korea, a defense treaty ally. The Worldview spoke to Tim Swanson, a missionary in the Philippines, and Kevin Swanson's brother about why the poor need the gospel more than money. The first essential lesson Tim learned was that Jesus must be the hope that he shares with the Filipino poor.
But when I got here, I realized that people who are living on the edge of survival, they need hope. They need the hope of Jesus. And they need him to come through for them daily. Like, they need their daily bread.
Tim explained how the Christian church can help those living in material and spiritual poverty.
If you're looking at how to help people who are living in poverty, you have to think, how can I help them go to the next level of becoming a Christian and applying God's word to their life, to their family? It also could be, how can I help them financially, but how can I help them go to the next level in their home business or in what they're doing already to help themselves?
Ultimately, Tim Swanson said that the most important thing is that the poor remember that Jesus is their benefactor, not us. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin said Thursday that his plan to confront growing violence in Louisville is to have roaming prayer groups, reports MSN.com. Bevin urged faith leaders, public officials, and residents at a community meeting to take a 10-block span in the city's West End, walk corner to corner, and pray with the community 2 to 3 times a week during the next year. As of Thursday morning, Louisville Metro Police had handled 52 criminal homicide investigations, according to a Courier-Journal count. That put the department on pace to surpass the 118 investigations last year. An additional 145 people had been shot through April. At least 400 people crammed into a school auditorium to listen to the governor's speech, which was met with hecklers, applause, and occasionally standing ovations. Psalm 107:28 says, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress." The 14th Amendment, which was adopted in 1868, declares that no state shall, quote, "deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws," unquote. A debate that has been raging in courtrooms for years is whether the life part includes unborn persons. Harvard Law student Joshua Craddock did some constitutional soul-searching to answer that question in a new report for the Harvard Law Journal, concluding that unborn babies do indeed fall under the 14th Amendment's protections, reports Life News. He believes it is reasonable to construe the 14th Amendment to include prenatal life. The structure of the argument is simple. The 14th Amendment's use of the word, quote, person, unquote, guarantees due process and equal protection to all members of the human species. The preborn are members of the human species from the moment of fertilization. Therefore, the 14th Amendment protects the preborn. Psalm 22, verse 5 says, "Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." Just over a year after Jane Marie's Christian parents allowed her to start living life as a boy named Jay Griffin, the troubled 13-year-old girl who was in therapy for depression, anxiety, and identity issues killed herself inside her home in Trustville, Alabama last Thursday, reports the Christian Post. Griffin's parents, Matt and Aaron, are grieving and now believe in hindsight that allowing their daughter to live as a transgender boy was just too much for her. Her mother said, quote, "We've always just loved and accepted our children for whoever they are. I'm a very outspoken, tattooed Christian, very strong in my faith. We were just encouraging Jay," unquote. Interestingly, she explained to AL.com that she had prayed to have a boy all her life and saw her daughter's transgenderism as a gift from God. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." New research says worship services might just be what the doctor ordered, reports USA Today. A recent study of 5,449 participants by Vanderbilt University professor Marino Bruce has found that people who attend religious services live longer and are less stressed. The findings held true across faith traditions, said Bruce in a video posted to the university's YouTube channel. Specifically, the study says those middle-aged adults who go to church, synagogues, mosques, or other houses of worship reduce their mortality risk by 55%. Just another good reason to obey the fourth commandment found in Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Janice Wee from Singapore wrote, quote, "Hi, Adam. I am a Christian woman and a Singaporean from this tiny island country in Southeast Asia. I download the worldview from sermonaudio.com daily. Thank you for your good work. Please keep bringing the news from the biblical perspective to all of us all over the world." Unquote. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the worldview between researching, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. In order to help keep the worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 of pledges by Friday, June 16th. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we're looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We need just 17 worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 33 listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right. Select $50 or $25, choose the worldview in the drop-down menu, and check the recurring donation button. My hope is to see at least 10 new pledges come through by tomorrow, June 6th. I'll keep you updated. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.